This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The first New York City resident diagnosed with inhalation anthrax has died. Hospital officials where she was being treated said the patient, a 61-year-old woman, had worked at another hospital in Manhattan. As many as 2,000 people, including her co-workers and patients and visitors to that hospital, are being offered antibiotics. Hers is the first case not directly tied to someone who works for the government, the Postal Service, or a news organization. NPR's Margot Adler is in New York. Margot, good morning.
Good morning.
Who was this woman?
Her name was Kathy Nguyen. She came from Vietnam 24 years ago with the help of a soldier who actually also was a police officer. She worked at the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital in the supply room, which was co-located with the mail room. More about that later. She died at between 1 and 2 this morning. She became sick Thursday. She still went to work on Friday. She basically walked into Lenox Hill Hospital on Sunday and then grew quickly worse. She was sedated, put on a ventilator, and was in fact too sick to answer questions to find out what her habits were so that we could learn about the source. And then she died early this morning.
Are investigators saying anything about where she could have been exposed to the anthrax bacteria?
Well, this is the big mystery. There have been preliminary tests both in the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital where she worked. All of them have come back negative so far. There have been tests in her Bronx home where she lived. So far, those tests have been negative. She worked in a supply room that was for a time shared or co-located, as they've said, with the mailroom. But it's not clear she ever handled a letter. And so, of course, people are wondering, all kinds of questions are coming up about, you know, cross-contamination. Did she handle mail? Did she not? Did she get it from somewhere else? And they've been basically talking to the 300 workers in the hospital, trying to ascertain her habits. And so far, it's still very mysterious.
Is it possible that even more people than the 2,000 who have already been offered antibiotics could have been exposed to the bacteria?
Well, you know, there have been some people saying, although no city or federal official has even broached this idea, that if mail is porous enough, if the letter, if an envelope is porous enough, that a substance such as anthrax spores could actually come out, it mail could be contaminated, that not simply that letter. And so the question comes up, would everyone who received mail from, let's say, the Morgan Processing Center in New York, would they have to get worried? No one is actually saying that, but, you know, already there are lines outside of Lenox Hill Hospital, and basically every person who visited the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital in the last 2-3 weeks since October 11th are being offered antibiotics because of this. And what they're saying is, you know, anthrax is not contagious. It's really important to say that. But that all of the workers, about 600, and all of the people who visited that hospital since October 11th could have been in the same environment that the anthrax spores were. But again, there have been no anthrax spores found in the hospital. So it's very, very hard to figure this out.
NPR's Margot Adler in New York.